NASCAR Podcast Breaking News Update with EG3.
What's up, everybody? This is the 3Y NASCAR Podcast bonus / breaking news episode here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast, where we talk about all of NASCAR, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motor sports. And on tonight's breaking news update, yes, recording it just hours after it happened, of course, obviously, no big D here tonight with me, as I'm recording this on Tuesday, September 10th, 2019, here on this work week. Paul Menard, of course. Yes, so a couple weeks ago, silly season kind of started, of course, with Matt DiBenedetto getting booted out of the 95. Most likely going to be Christopher Bell, even though a formal announcement has not been made. Then a week or a change later, David Reagan decided to step away, but he said on a full-time role basis, you wanted to spend more time with the family, including his two daughters, of course, growing up. And now the other shoe has dropped as well. In this case, one of the more famous teams in all of motorsports, talking about Wood, the Wood brothers, of course, have been in this sport for a long time. Of course, got back into sport full-time a few years ago with Ryan Blaney, and then got Paul Menard from RCR, and now Paul Menard will retire after the year is complete. Obviously, this comes off the heels of him missing the postseason here in the Cup Series this season. Just a day and change after that, Paul Menard decided he will hang it up fully after the year is over, and he also wants to spend more time with the family as well. So you cannot blame any drivers for that as well. So we're seeing a kind of a change in turnover, if you will. Now David Reagan, who has been in the sport for quite a while, has a couple wins in the Cup Series. He's going to be stepping away from a full-time deal. He said he wants to still race on a quote-unquote part-time deal somewhere. And then Paul Menard, of course, that Menard name has been around this sport for a long time as well. Of course, Menard, since being in this 21 car, has not won a race. Obviously, the lone only Cup victory for Paul Menard gotta go back to Indianapolis a few years ago with Richard Childress Racing, that upset over Jeff Gordon there to score the win there a couple years ago. That was huge for him then, and here's a huge announcement from the Wood brothers there. And another shoe, one shoe falls off, the other one falls off as well for the Wood brothers, as well as Paul Menard talked to the owners of the Wood brothers, obviously. And I mentioned Matt earlier here in this episode already. Matty DiBenedetto will get the nod in this 21 for the Wood brothers. So hey, Matt DiBenedetto getting released from Levine Family Racing, and now you have the opportunity now to drive for one of the more iconic race teams in all of motorsports. Of course, yeah, you got Richard Petty Motorsports in here, but none other than the 21 machine of the Wood brothers. Matty DiBenedetto gets this ride. Matty D, well deserved, obviously. And coming up, Matt DiBenedetto himself, coming off of a couple weeks ago, a near miss victory and miss opportunity, if you will, at Bristol on Denny Hamlin there. Denny Hamlin running Matty D down there to score that victory there. So Matt DiBenedetto, future word of Paul Menard. And why not? Because Matty D has paid his dues in the sport since entering in the Cup Series, gets the nod of the 21. Some people already had Matty D go to front row. That doesn't really make any much sense in this case here. So why? I mean, yes, Levine Family Racing seems to be on the up and up. Yes, they had Casey Kane, one of the more popular drivers in the sport, last year, and then you upgrade yourself a little bit. And I wouldn't necessarily call it an upgrade, but stabilize yourself with Matty D, trying to get his career up the right path. And right now, the Benedetto's trajectory is continuing to move forward in this instance here, getting a ride from the 21. Matty D is 22nd in the point standings. Obviously, he's not in the postseason as the playoffs begin this weekend in Las Vegas with the South Point 400 opening the playoffs, the round of 12. Matt DiBenedetto, obviously, when you take a look at the numbers here, Matt DiBenedetto, three top fives, six top tens for Matty D this year so far through 26 races, and you can put in four DNFs along with 143 laps led so far to this point. Laps going to be hard to come by. Got to be honest with the playoffs and these playoff drivers trying to get after it here this weekend in prime time on NBCSN. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast breaking news update with yours truly, EG3, in the building here with you guys as we do this podcast from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple here in the middle of the United States here as I'm recording this podcast here tonight. So, and looking at the other side of the coin, obviously Paul Menard here on my big screen. You guys can't see it. I can, though. No top fives for Menard. Four top tens, and he's coming off a 10th place finish at the Brickyard last weekend. And he has, to his credit, only one DNF so far, so he knows how to get it finished. But obviously, after Homestead, Paul Menard, that famous beard of his, will hang it up. And so, yeah, David Reagan, you're seeing these guys now in my time now, star who's been in the sport for quite some time, now hanging up, mainly spending more time with family. Yes, you know, you got guys travel a lot. This is a traveling sport like any other sport, NBA, NFL, you know how it goes and such. And this is one of the more longer seasons in all sports. You put that in there with baseball as well, especially if you make the postseason in baseball. That's a long, long year, including NASCAR. Major League Baseball has more to longer seasons in sports. Obviously, if you've been with us through the start of the year, if you listen to the rest, some of the other NASCAR podcasts as well, talking about the shortening up the schedule here moving forward. Well, next year, obviously, it's going to be the start of that. Obviously, what comes to my mind, the double dip at Pocono next year, that is going to be something. You've heard me talk about it all year long to this point. So that's going to be something else. But yeah, shorten up the schedules. And with next year, of course, being an Olympic year as well, there's going to be 2 weeks off for the Olympics. All the focus, all that attention on Tokyo next year, 2020 Olympics. Can't wait for that as well. So you don't have that distraction. Oh, there's something else going on where I can be watching Olympics, where a lot of those trained athletes are trying to reach their goal, get that gold medal, whatever it is that they're trying to reach. But Matty D's goals was trying to get to prolong his NASCAR career in the Cup Series. Well, there's been talks about, does he stay with Joe? Well, does he transfer fully into the Joe Gibbs Racing stable to race in the Xfinity Series? Well, today answers that question. No, he will not transfer back to the Xfinity Series. He's staying Cup full time with the 21. And last time the 21 car went to victory lane was with Blaney a couple years ago at Pocono, and they're still searching for win 100 in the Cup Series all time. And would that be something? But if Paul Menard somehow gets the victory lane, it would be 100 for that. But I don't think that's going to happen. And if Matty D can will this organization next year to get it back to where needs to be more, a little bit more competitive. Not saying, you know, Paul Menard runs top 15, top 20 each week, but he had a decent ride this back in Indianapolis with Menard. But Matty D, if he can bring that his type of style to this race team, there's no question that he can also try to elevate that team. Not more so running more in the top 10, but possibly get himself into the top 5, maybe, possibly, especially with his driving record this year, leading all those laps in the Daytona 500. And then, of course, the hell of an effort at Bristol. Matty D can get his first win with the Root Brothers in his Cup career. I might be forecasting the future or whatnot, but it just seems like now, all right, you got this ride now. And, well, when 2020 turns a new leaf, next when it turns 2020, you got the ride for next year with the Wood Brothers. And now, all right, Ford, you know you got the alliance with Penske with this. And I just don't, you know, with the whole getting the old car situation from Joe Gibbs Racing with the alliance that Levine Family Racing has with them currently, the not up-to-date race cars, that just befuddles me as well. You know, all right, so why do you give the old cars? And I know, no knock on those cars. I know those cars probably got more speed, but not more speed with the actual cars in that stable right now. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, with kind of going back to Blaney, when Blaney was in the 21 ride, he was a lot more competitive, and that squad had speed. I remember a couple instances with Blaney in his 21 car from a couple years ago. Of course, yes, Kansas, where I was at, and planning or making final in the final season of planning for the playoff race coming up next month at Kansas Speedway. So, and a couple others. Obviously, I mentioned Pocono early on in tonight's podcast. So there's a lot going on there. I just don't understand. And now with this, of course, with Menard, I mean, you would think that when you say merging, working with this alliance, you would think, okay, you work closely, want to work with your actual group, with one another. Of course, yes, Penske works with the Wood Brothers because, yes, they're with Ford, obviously. So you would think that these two will be at least close, but they're not close enough. So, obviously, so in my opinion, anyway. So, Matty D showed a lot of strength in the Daytona 500 earlier this year. He was a story over there, obviously getting swept away in the big one late there. So, he was up to fourth at Talladega before spinning out in the backstretch there. And obviously, we know what took place at Bristol, and let's not forget the performances of Matty D on the road courses this year, finishing both top five at Sonoma and Watkins Glen. So if Penske can work a little bit more closely, or at least get it back closely with the Wood Brothers here, I think with the way that the Benedetto has improved, especially this year, there's no reason why we can possibly see, I mean, Bubba Wallace gave a hell of an effort over the weekend. There's no question that these guys, the 21, can also get back to the front. We have not seen it much since Menard's been in this ride. And to Paul's thinking, he's been thinking about this for quite a while. And now that it's out there, and I mentioned already the news article from NASCAR.com earlier today that I looked over, I just talked about the alliance with the Wood Brothers with Penske. So if they get that tightened up a little bit, who knows? The Benedetto's going to be, Matty D, he can will this organization back to where it needs to be. And possibly, maybe next year might be the year, but this year is far from over yet. We still have a couple of wild cards in there. Obviously, you got the Roval coming up next month, and then, or at the end of the month, one of the two. But, yeah, you got the Roval coming up Talladega as well as the ultimate wild card in that one as well. So at least two wild cards in here that a non-playoff driver can possibly come up there and steal a race, steal a win away. I talked about it earlier this week on the post-race podcast of Indianapolis there, where at least there's one race, except for last year, if I can remember correctly, that a non-playoff driver wins a race. So, I mean, it might have happened in the round of 16, but as good drivers get eliminated, you see that the possibility can change. And for the exception of the championship race at Homestead, we've seen it every year in existence that one of the championship four drivers win that race. And obviously, y'all know the old saying goes, say it, folks, say it with me. You win the race, you win a championship. That is simple enough, but it's definitely hard to get. And with this news coming out today, so David Ragan, Paul Menard joins that list now. We possibly could see David Ragan next year. He said he wanted to race on a part-time basis, so we'll see going forward what card unfolds for Ragan. Paul Menard at him to retired list full-time. He will be stepping away, hanging the helmet fully after the end of this year with the Wood Brothers. And I'm going to switch my screen here to the overall stats. I mentioned a win already for Paul Menard. You look at his overall stats at this point. He has 10 races left in his Cup career. 16 years. Man, that's a lot in this series. Obviously, that one win coming back in 2011 at Indianapolis, scored 20 top fives, 69 top tens. Currently, two poles, and he's led a total of 336 laps in his career up until this point. Obviously, in the Cup Series, he's raced in the Xfinity Series as well. He made 220 starts in the Xfinity Series. He made a start earlier this, made a couple of starts earlier this year, and I don't know if he's going to make any more. I don't think with the playoffs, with the Xfinity Series around the corner, I don't think that's going to happen with no Cup guys in there. But he has 3 wins to his credit in the Xfinity Series, 43 top fives, 102 top 10 finishes, 6 poles, including one this year, early on this year in the Xfinity Series, coming at MIS right there. And he's led a total of over 800 laps there. And he's made a total of 6 total starts in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, 5 back in 03, and then made 1. This was in 07 as well, and it's only made 1 top 10 finish there for Paul Menard. But he's been a grinder in the Cup Series all year long, but he's been a grinder in the Cup Series throughout his career, making things happen. And after the checkered flag falls at Homestead, he will hang up and spend more time with the family, as they're also getting to that stage where he doesn't want to miss any more time with the family. So Paul Menard, ladies and gentlemen, folks, will hang up at the end of the season. So we'll see what happens if Menard can make any more noise here the rest of the way. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And before I mention our podcast, Matty D will take over for the famous 21 car that Paul Menard asked the boys back at that shop, saying, just go get Matt, quote himself, get Matt, and they follow through on that. Matty D will drive for the Wood Brothers in 2020 next season. And the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, can find that wherever you download your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, we're in more. Find the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, and please add us to your weekly sports podcast. Obviously, thankful to be a part of the motorsports group of podcasts like the Lap Traffic Podcast, PETM Podcast, Final Lap Weekly, and a few more others. Obviously, you have your big ones, the Dale Jr. Download door bumper clear, Sunday Money, and others as well. So definitely a part of this group of podcasts as well. So definitely the playoffs are about to begin in the Cup Series. Obviously the Trucks have the elimination race this weekend on Friday night, and of course the regular season finale in the Xfinity Series on Saturday afternoon. So, and obviously, and oh, by the way, I keep forgetting this as well. I've been failing to mention this. You can also listen to Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Catch up on your latest episodes on there on SoundCloud as I'm getting caught up with the latest episodes there. If you missed any episode of Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, you can also get it on SoundCloud as well. Please tell your friends about us. That will greatly be appreciated. And also, please leave us 5-star rating. And if you want a review as well. I'm not trying to do this for the fame. Doing this for the love of the sport as well. NASCAR, the playoffs begin. The South Point, ladies and gentlemen. The South Point 400. Sunday on NBCSN in prime time, 6:30 local time, 7:30 Eastern time. NBCSN has the kickoff to the playoffs under lights in Las Vegas. Cannot wait for that. But again, folks, story coming out of here tonight. Paul Menard plans to retire at the end of the season after the checkered flag falls at Homestead. And more importantly, though, for the NASCAR Nation, Matty D takes over for the 21 car next season. You have been listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Thanks for hanging out on this breaking news. And remember, this will be up probably most likely on Friday. And, of course, the post-race pod of Indianapolis will be out on Big D told me it'll be out on Thursday night. So look out for that. And of course, another bonus episode, round of 16, also will be coming up around Friday night as well. So a lot going on in the back end of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. You do not want to miss a moment. The playoffs, ladies and gentlemen, are around the corner. Las Vegas is about to get real, folks. Again, folks, thank you for tuning into the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Now I'll wrap things up. EG3, a.k.a. Eddie Gritter III, thank you for tuning in to the special bonus content of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We will catch you next time on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3-Wide.